This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
Episode 112, I'm Eric.
Paul.
We're talking the urinal. We cover basically all LA sports. We're diehards of Dodgers, Kings, Lakers, you know it. But we'll dabble in tennis, soccer, football. We're huge football guys. Give out great locks. But let's just start with, well, we just watched the Knights win. But we'll start with the NBA last night. But it's going to be 2 nights ago when you guys hear this. But props to the Nuggets, right?
You have to.
Props to the Nuggets. Kind of a boring, I mean, when he took game two, I was like, damn, we got a hell of a series, right? Because Nuggets didn't lose at home all playoffs. And then I was like, but you didn't know who the better team was. Just watching, you're like,
I didn't buy into the Heat winning that game too. And we said the fact that they were going to play each other, it was going to be a very weak televised NBA championship. We both hoped for like 6 or 7 games. We did not get that. The thing that I take from this championship is that Joker was completely robbed of a third MVP.
He led, you saw that stat everyone was talking about, led the whole playoffs. So about any player, points, rebounds, and assists, dude, that's like almost impossible, obviously, because it's never happened. And I like how he went and shook everyone's hand first. Like, in that case, he says, I just want to go home. Like, this is like, they want him to be he is a superstar, but he doesn't want to be that guy, which is fine. Like, which is opposite of the guys we see in the NBA these days. That's right. You know what I mean?
Correct. And come on, dude. He's the MVP, right? He's the MVP of the league. He should have been a three-time MVP.
Will Bond go off today. It's a regular season MVP, but it's like, Will Bond, they're all talking about him. Dude, Jokic should have won 3 in a row, but it doesn't matter. They saw who the best – he's the best player in the league right now, right?
Hands down, it's not even close. And here's the cool thing. Actually, I can say this, that they won the NBA championship this year, and I did get to see his brothers and his wife. His brothers and wife were walking around Beverly Hills one day, and I got to see them. They are monsters.
They're
monsters. They're huge.
Oh, yeah, the brothers you do not want to mess with, right?
The brothers are 99-0 in bar fights. They've never lost a bar fight.
Never lost. And then another thing, hey, Lakers lost to the champs, right? So we got something to be proud about. We could have. It would have been nice to win one game, but at least we lost.
I like the Heat one. That's the thing. But you know what though, the season's done, and I think the season needed to end. I think we may have, you could say, overachieved. I think a little bit from where we started the season. The future is going to be fine for the Lakers. I think we'll be better next year, hands down. Are we going to be better?
We'll make some moves because Lakers always make moves. Who knows what we're going to do, but. Are we better enough to be the – well, that's here's the thing with the Nuggets. Like, I know you're in the moment, but, like, Murray's like, oh, I see us winning way – like, a few more.
Pump the brakes.
And then Malone says we're a dynasty. I was like, pump the brakes because, we keep the receipts. You can't be – I know you're in the moment. We keep the receipts, dude. So some people will never be back. You know, I know you won one. Congrats. But let's just focus on that. Let's not say we're a dynasty in this because people are going to keep receipts. And you may never – do Murray, what if you tear your ACL again? I hope not, but, like, you
exactly.
don't know. Injuries, and I think the league's too good, too, don't you? I mean, dynasties are hard in this NBA. I think there are too many good teams.
But I don't know if the league's too good. I think the West is very wide open because we're all saying already right now, Golden State, they're kind of done, right? We don't expect them to be where they were this past year or even close to that, right?
True.
What's going to happen in Dallas? Well, there's still so much to happen. The free agency and the moves is still so much to happen. Where's the cancer Kyrie going to end up? What is going to happen down in Phoenix with all those players? Are the Lakers trying to get a big three? There's way too much.
This offseason is going to be crazy as all NBA offseasons are always crazy. And I don't blame him for saying that because, dude, like I remember when the Lakers were like, we're going for the 3-peat. Like, you're just saying all the – yeah, but it's all – congrats to the Nuggets. Jokic, I mean, unbelievable year. Should have won MVP. And, I mean, that team's scary going forward. But like you said
– well, see, the Lakers were fine when they said we're going for the 3-peat. Because you know who ruined this whole entire thing? Who ruined this whole entire thing was the decision.
LeBron?
Not one, not two, not three. That's what ruined it all. And now why there's so much expectation on these dynasties.
And how many did they end up winning? Just two?
Yeah, barely second.
In a row. If Ray Allen doesn't make that three-pointer.
Exactly, from the corner.
Yep. So yeah, NBA season, it was an okay playoffs, but the final was kind of a dud. Congrats to the Heat for getting that far. I mean, right? It was a hell of a run. Buckets didn't really show up. Maybe I think he just got too tired, and I think he's probably hurt too.
He needs help. I think he needs more help.
Oh yeah, Caleb Martin didn't do shit. And
Doug, he was on the court. I think I disappeared.
Yeah, you're relying on Kyle Lowry. I mean, Kevin Love, you're relying on guys that did. You know what I mean?
Did you see that stupid stat though? That Kevin Love, how many finals he's played in now?
How many?
I gotta look it up. I gotta find that stat. But Kevin Love is there's some stupid crazy stat of how many finals games that Kevin Love has played in, and like for different teams. It's pretty interesting stat.
Should he throw up the towel after this?
How many does he have?
Did he win? What did he win? One LeBron or two?
I want to say one, but I couldn't be wrong. Sure.
But let's yeah, decent NBA season. Oh yeah, who's on the dude? I saw that thing with Barcelona. Who's on the clock? Morant.
Yeah.
Well, hasn't come out yet. But how many games are you thinking? 50. Minimum.
It's gonna be bad. I think it's gonna be bad. Yeah. But do you blame? Is he digging his own grave?
I don't know, man. Now they're saying he's digging his own grave. But they said they're gonna release the news soon, so. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. Talk about an idiot. Talk about fumbling the bag.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to the ice. I mean, did you have Vegas covering 5.5 tonight?
Real quick, here's the stat. Kevin Love, single time Kevin Love has ever been in the playoffs, he's made it to the finals.
That's awesome. So can the Lakers pick him up next year?
Seriously, we could use it.
Oh, and before we go to the ice, DeAndre Jordan has the same amount of rings as Anthony Davis.
Same amount as us.
Yes. What? AD and DeAndre just won. He just tied AD.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they both got one.
Damn.
That's crazy. That's a crazy stat to me. This is DeAndre Jordan we're talking about.
I forgot about the Mickey Mouse ring. That's why.
But also, actually, DeAndre actually has a legit one. AD's got.
That's true. That's true.
And then going to ice, another final, which wasn't great.
We expected more from Florida. Florida slayed the Dragons to get there, and we just expected more. But you know what, though? I think we underestimated Vegas.
They were the best team. We did say the best team all year, right?
In the West, yes, but to take out Edmonton the way they took out Edmonton, that should have told us right there that they weren't screwing around. And then I kept on saying the Stars really good, better than they showed, and that just goes to show you how good Vegas was, because I think they just kind of bulldozed through the Stars. So Vegas got hot.
Props to Vegas, and they start with the franchise started with in 2017. Dude, Vegas trip's going nuts right now. I bet.
Free lap dances for life.
Oh, dude, how about those futures that all those people bet? If you just lived in Vegas, I'll bet the Knights to win it all. Dude, Vegas has got to be losing a little bit of money, but they're always ahead. They're always
bright lights are on. They pay the electricity bill. Come on, but how about the players getting free lap dances for life? Or what are that strip club?
Oh, they're set. They'll be good. How about Alec Martinez? 10 years ago, he made the game winner for the Kings. He scores again tonight. He would have scored two. That guy's a legend, dude.
That's why, I mean, Quick. I mean, he came up. Okay, he gets a ring, right?
Props to Quick, he won, but he didn't touch the ice, right?
He gets a ring, though.
All right, good for him.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
Congrats to Quick. I thought when we traded for him, I did think it was going to bite us, but what's his name? Aiden Hill, guy's a legend, huh?
Yeah, oof. I honestly think that trade worked for both teams. I think we both got richer, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just hate to see Quick the way Quick went out like that from Los Angeles. But again, props to him and Alec. I think Alec has three too, because he got two. He was on both those teams with us as well.
That guy comes through, man. So what is it going to take for Kings to get to that level, to the Vegas level, man?
Timely goal scoring.
Defense, power play.
The defense was better. The defense stepped up. The defense was better. We just couldn't put the puck in the net. We got the pucks on net. We couldn't put the puck in the net.
And maybe avoiding Edmonton, right?
Well, you said it all. I didn't want to say it, but yes, avoid Edmonton. I mean, Edmonton's a kryptonite in the playoffs. There's nothing. There's no doubt about it. We got to avoid them, and that's why we really needed that number one seed late in the season so we could avoid Edmonton at least to the second round. Yep. You know,
we signed a guy, right, and then we got rid of Cam.
We signed.
What's his name?
Yeah,
I know it's too early to talk Kings, but. Well, yeah, no, I think our future is still bright. Dowdy, you think another year and what's his name? Kopitar or no?
I think they will. They can still bring it, I think. So yeah. I think they'll be back another year.
Perfect. Yeah, hell of a season, Knights. I mean, dominated all year. Kind of a letdown. And hell yeah, hell of a season, Nuggets and Knights. Kind of a letdown final. But props, right? Props.
Just think though, if we had got that number one seed, which we were holding for a quick minute there, Vegas and Edmonton would have played in the very first round. One of them would have gotten knocked out right then,
and they would have beat each other up, and we would have beat. Well, we don't know if we would beat Dallas or yeah, who knows?
One of them would have been out early.
We wanted Winnipeg to start. Remember, we said it because we had a chance to play, and then we just got cold at the wrong time.
Yep.
But there's always next year. That's why sports, you got to love sports. There's always next year.
I'm tired of next year, though. I want this year, finally, for once.
Yeah, that's true. But at least they won. At least 10 years ago, they won. That's a long time. Damn.
Exactly.
All right, now let's talk about the – damn, man. I feel like a couple weeks ago we were – which is still – it's not worry time in La La Land – for Dodgers, but it's just we're now all of a sudden four games back of the D-backs, and we're still first in the wild card. But we're talking a yard. I mean, the positive is that like these are good things. We're right there for the first place. Mm-hmm. But we look at it with all our injuries. You know what I mean? We're relying on Kershaw. We didn't think we would be relying on Kershaw, and then Bobby Miller's been unbelievable, dude. But as long as we get Julio back, well, May's out. When's Buehler back? September?
They're saying maybe down the road if he's lucky.
Yeah. I know. What do you like? Let's give some positive. Like, positives, like the bats are on fire. Unbelievable.
JD Martinez cannot be put out right now. But the problem is, let's ride it while it's hot. He can't do this the whole entire season, but I will take it. Everything he's doing right now, absolutely. Hayward is good for one or two here and there. He's coming through. Here's the other positive. The other positive is that the schedule lightens up big time. We had I don't think it was a very good road trip at all with Cincy. No. And Philly. We're back home against the White Sox. These are winnable games. I think the schedule lightens up big time right now. We could honestly win a whole bunch of games, and if we do right now and stay pace with Arizona, I think we're sitting pretty for when our guys get back.
I agree, because Julio, I know he had a setback. Now Muncy, maybe Muncy needs it. Muncy's out, but he might need. He's batting what 180 now.
I know. It's that high.
Yeah, you called it. But it's like, thank God we're back at home. I think we could tally up some wins this week against White Sox and Giants. Mm-hmm. And then we go back on the road against who?
Angels. So we go down to Anaheim.
So
it's not
really, okay, so we're kind of home for the next week and a half. That's good.
And then we're right back. So we're really, really, we don't leave.
So like a two-week homestand.
Exactly.
I like it. Well, let's just talk. What about, dude, what do you think of Bobby Miller, man? I know we got to pump the brakes, but, dude, this guy's the next Walker. I mean, it's early, but
he's looking good. And you know what? The fact that he just seems unfazed out there for his age and for his experience and what he's doing right now on the biggest stage possible. Like, I mean, I got to give the guy props. I got to give him credit. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect him to come out of the gate like this. But the future is bright with him. Yeah. He still has obviously a number of things to work on. He's not as fine tuned veteran is right now, mm-hmm. But he's going to be there. He's going to get there, barring any injuries. Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood for sure. And let's give us our props to Kershaw as we always do. When's that IL stint coming up though, man?
And that's the thing. Let's hope it's when everybody else is back. So let's get Julio back. You know what I'm saying? Let's hope I don't know what we do about Syndergaard. I almost said Syndergaard. I don't know what to do there, dude.
That's when we talk about the negatives. So we could get right into the negatives. Syndergaard, now it's a blister. I think I'm glad I'm never saying I'm glad for an injury. It's just like maybe he needs this break, but this is, what are we going to do with the guy?
I don't, what can we do with the guy? That's the thing.
Besides taking overs and in each game he pitches, we're collecting money on that, but we're losing.
At this point, we need him so badly.
I know. It's bad.
At this point in time.
I feel bad for the guy, but maybe some karma after he talked shit when he was on the Angels about us. So I don't know.
But I mean, at least you know what, though? He is self-actualized. He understands. He has made numerous comments about like, hey, I know I'm the weak link right now. I know I am not, you know, playing up to par.
Yeah.
I mean, at least he's taking it on the chest like a man like that.
Yeah, and then Grove. what do you think?
As long as we keep on betting overs on his strikeouts, never again.
Bullpen. Okay, I'm liking some of the, like, Kolarik's good. You could trust Kolarik. You could trust Phillips. You could trust Victor Gonzalez. But you cannot trust, which I know Gratterall is a stud, but you cannot trust that guy anymore. Mm-mm. For right now, right? Vesia, you can't trust them. I know they were great last year. No, I like the guys, and maybe they'll come around.
I want Vesia. That he's a guy that I've always liked. He's a dog,
and so is Gratterall. They're dogs. Like they don't fear any batter, and they pump up the crowd. I love it. And I'm not saying I'm worried about them going forward, but I'm just saying in the moment where we're talking Dodgers now, they're not great, right?
Oh, better than Bickford?
Oh, everyone's better than Bickford.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, there's issues, and I think at the trade deadline we need to be major buyers. Have to be,
man, because.
But here's the question.
Okay.
What do we have to give up right now?
No, because we're relying on all our young guys, right? We're relying on Bobby. Exactly. They're going to want Bobby Miller. We need to keep him. Who else are they relying on? I mean, DeLuca. They're not relying on. They want DeLuca. Yeah, take DeLuca.
Hey, you know what, though? He had a great first game in the show.
I was kidding.
Let's say you try to trade some of these guys.
Is this the championship team to you?
At this moment, no way.
Offensively, yes, right? But a lot of people are good offensively. It's all about what do we see in the playoffs? You need pitching and freaking
bullpen.
Bullpen, yeah.
Back end bullpen. You need somebody to save that. You need somebody to hold that lead in the seventh inning. You need a setup man. You need a closer. Those three are just as important as a full bullpen or a full starting rotation. I mean,
Before you know it, it's gonna be all star break. So what move do you think we need to make? Want to get one of the guys like that? But like you said, who are we gonna give up?
And here's the other thing, though. I think I'm gonna disagree with you on a second here, because you're talking about the bats are so hot right now. The bats. I'm gonna beg to differ that only about half of our bats are doing decent right now.
That's true.
It's kind of feast or famine. There's a half of our bats that are doing really solid, and there's a half of our bats that are doing just absolute dog shit.
Yeah. That
I would actually rather take a happy medium for all of them.
True. Instead of like very top heavy of the Will Smith, Freddie, and Mookie. Then you got Taylor, Muncy, where they're batting fucking 100. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Vargas.
Oh yeah, Vargas. Jeez.
He's like 190, 195, isn't he?
So you're right. We need those guys to step up, because you know we're going to get what we're going to get from Freeman, Will, and Mookie, but that's obviously not enough right now. We're four games back.
And that's the thing. Thank God JD is doing what JD's doing.
JD
flips and he goes down to that bottom half of batters for us right now. Then what?
Yeah, you're right.
I think I mean, at this point, I'd almost try to trade for a middle infielder. Or somebody on. I think we need an infielder. We definitely need another infielder.
What about it? I know White Sox are playing a little bit better ball. Hopefully, could sweep them. But like maybe a trade with the White Sox, get us Tim Anderson. Maybe I saw that.
I can see it.
And maybe what's his name? That the guy who had cancer, but he's back. Get a bullpen guy and Tim Anderson. What's his name? The guy
Hendricks.
Hendricks. Yeah, I mean something like that. They were talking about it, but who knows? I don't know.
I would definitely take Tim Anderson, because right now he's playing kind of like shit. He's had a terrible last like. Full season in the South Side. I'd actually take him. Maybe a change of scenery. Who knows? Maybe we get a Gallo situation out of it, where all of a sudden the guy comes over here. He's a new man.
How's Gallo doing this year?
He's just
horrible.
Middle of the park. Yeah, he's not doing much. He's regressed back to the Gallo that he was with the Yankees.
Yeah. So just ending on Dodgers, we love what we see from Bobby Miller. Kershaw, keep doing your thing. Bats. I mean, as far as was the bat, JD keeps staying hot, and then negatives, bullpen got to figure it out, and the negatives will get our pitching healthy, right? I mean, that's all we can ask for. Yeah.
Basically, right now is, you know what you're trying to do? Steady the ship.
Yes, like you said, a lot of home games, like against dog shit teams, White Sox, Giants, and we're really good at home. Road, we're not great, but home, dude, you know.
Correct. because then again, I mean, even after the Angels were still at home against the Astros for three. Here's the thing, actually. We go to Colorado, and Colorado is terrible, but the Dodgers somehow play down to the level of competition.
There must be some bar they all hit and party.
That thin air or something. I don't know. But they play down to the level of competition always in Denver.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's still so early. Thank God baseball season's such a long season. But go Dodgers, as always. And let's sweep the White Sox and Giants. Let's have a perfect homestand to start this week, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go right into Anaheim, beat the shit out of them.
Yes, and then go from there. We'll
bring on the Astros.
And then let's go to golf, where we have a huge the match. This is where we're going to dissect the Klay Thompson and Curry against Kelce and Mahomes. God. Dude, what do we do?
I'm so over those.
If we don't have a professional golfer, thank you. I was just seeing that they're advertising it today. I'm like, are we really? Dude, I will not. I love those guys. I love what they do for others, like their sports. But I'm not gonna. If there's no pro golfer in there, I'm not gonna watch. You know?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I could not care less. I could not care less.
I agree with you, dude. I totally agree with you.
And is it televised? Is it on TBS? What's it on?
TNT. I don't even know. TNT. Those four guys get a TNT. I mean, it's crazy, remember how
this
man.
All started? This whole entire thing started with, like, you had to pay for it. It was on pay-per-view or something.
Yeah.
And
Oh, yeah. It was like Phil and Tiger.
The whole thing got screwed day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. But I was excited for it because it was like Phil, Tiger, and all that. And then there was a couple good matches, like Brady, Manning, Tiger. Like, this is what people want to see. Mm-hmm. But, dude, you're advertising Curry, Klay. I mean, I love, like, they're all good guys and they're good at their sports. But golf? I don't want to watch these guys play golf, do you?
Here's the thing, though. Have they announced who's commentating it?
If it's Charles, then I'll tune in.
If it's Chuck and Phil,
then we'll tune in. But oh yeah, it's Phil.
I might just listen with it in the background. I might not still might not watch, but I'll listen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's Phil, yeah, it's Phil. Well, going back to that before we get into the U.S. Open, obviously that's going back. Is Phil welcome back now, dude? I know everyone's had a week to talk about. We haven't got to really talk about it until now. But money, here's the thing. Money talks, right? Mm-hmm. That's all we can say. And props to the guys that left and took the bag. And Rory and the guys that stood their ground, I don't blame them either. But money talks.
Hey, who's been live, ride, or die since day one?
I didn't care what they did. I just never got into live. At least you watched it. I wasn't against them doing it. I was just whatever. I just didn't. I had no desire to watch it. That's all. But you watched it. So, what are your thoughts, dude?
I did.
You
know why I think Liv didn't really take off here, and yet it was still people kind of like because I think people were still obviously listening to Tiger and Rory, and they were anti it. But Liv did something amazing, which I think was so smart. With 48 golfers, they brought relegation into a sport that a lot of Americans watch, because a lot of Americans don't understand the term relegation. How it's you play to survive.
It's just tanking. And our sports is tanking. Compete, yeah, right.
Yeah. If you tank, you get dropped down.
Yeah.
That was the thing about Liv that was amazing. They had relegation. They had guys, if you did not finish in the top, I think 45 or something, or the bottom three or bottom five, you got dropped down and you had to play your way back in.
That part's cool. I do like that. And then maybe since they merged, they'll do stuff like that, right? And teams and all that.
Liv is still going to do that. But yeah. I'm still interested to see what are some of the rule changes that are going to take place because of this merger. Are they going to allow shorts in the PGA? They're not going to allow it.
And then, but I just like that, the fact that so they'll be able to play any tournament, right? I know the majors, everything, but everything else they'll be able to play, hopefully, right?
Correct. But my question is, and this is a big, you know, I guess, rhetorical question. You're DJ, right? And you went and played on LIV and you only played like a handful of tournaments the whole entire year on LIV plus some of the majors. And you still walked away with close to $30 million last year.
Yeah.
In just prize winnings alone. What's the incentive to go play in like some little small tournament? What's the incentive to go play every single week when you know you're going to make more money playing less tournaments?
Yeah, that's true. They liked what they – yeah, that's a good point. What's the incentive to go play the Canadian Open or one of those small ones when I could just do the team league and still – yeah, you're right. It's going to be – it's in, like, no one's going to know, like, the full what's going to happen next year. But at the end of the day, money talks. What about all the people that said, like, dude, first of all, the commissioner, what's his name? Jay Monahan. When he was saying, like, he used the 9/11 families to make it seem like, oh, these guys are playing for
something terrible.
And then now all of a sudden they joined, like, dude, you gotta, no, he's, that's bad, dude.
But I will say this. I don't want to, like, make light of the situation, because I don't want to, like, you know, be mean about it. But at the same time, it's like, how do you not look at what the guys that refuse to go and not just, like, laugh at them? It's very hard to do, to not laugh at them, because you know what? I understand, and I've heard arguments where people say, well, they stood for something. They stood on their morals. Well, you know what? They stood behind somebody that completely went right around behind them and stabbed them in the back.
Yep. And that's what, yeah, Rom said that today too, right? He said it up, or I feel betrayed. So good for your morals, but it's also like, now you guys merged, so there's Saudi money, which the Saudis involved in everything in the U.S.
They've been involved in the PGA. That's what people don't understand.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know how many sponsors of the PGA are backed by Saudi dollars?
So, yeah, I know. So what were they taking the stand on? Of the Saudi dollars, or were they just taking a stand they don't want to ruin the PGA? So I don't know. So if Rory and you guys, and Rom, you guys are that pissed, and stop playing since you guys merged now. So what, you know what I mean?
And brave look by Rory still coming out on that presser the first time he spoke about it, still saying, well, I hated them then, I still hate Liv now. I hope Liv goes away. Because you know what, dude? At this point, what does he have to lose, dude? You might as well get your money's worth. You've already dug yourself such a deep hole. There's no getting out of it. You might as well keep digging.
None of those guys like him.
Well, there was that unnamed executive from Liv said, like, nobody wants that little bitch on his team. Like,
yeah,
I've been saying that. I don't blame him.
Yeah, but let's get to what matters. It's fucking another major
right here.
I'm excited. In LA, we must have missed the passes in the mail. I guess I don't see a tattoo.
Our credentials didn't come in yet.
maybe another. Well, wait another day. If not, then guess we'll just have to. Better luck next year, right?
I'm excited for this U.S. Open.
Yes, because we know the weather's gonna be good. Thank God. But, I mean, it might not be sun. Yeah.
At the same time, how did this course get chosen?
I don't know, but I'll
tell you. Why did this course get chosen?
I have no idea. Have you ever played this course? You work right there. Is it a nice one or what?
Have I ever played this course? Try getting into the course first. Try stepping foot onto the course and let me know if we've ever played it. It is one of the most exclusive, hardest places to get a round of golf, almost in the country. It's not the hardest, but it is up there.
Really?
Just to even get in the front door, they don't allow just anybody in.
Okay, so we're talking all the celebs play there, huh?
If that. The Saudi billionaires come over here and they play there. That's who plays there.
It's right in the middle of Beverly Hills, huh?
It's not in Beverly Hills at all. It's technically not in Beverly Hills. It's on the border. It's actually technically in Los Angeles. It's if you had to pick a city that it's in, it's actually technically Westwood. So it's not in Beverly Hills, but it is on the border. The street that is right outside of the course is Beverly Hills. But there's no parking. That's how exclusive this place is. There's not even any parking at the place. They're using Beverly Hills High School as for the parking structure and the parking lot, and they're parking cars all over there. And you're going to have to walk to the stadium or take a little shuttle bus.
Okay.
So there's no parking. Nearly none of these players. And actually I was looking at it. I don't know if there's a single player, who's in the major who has played this course before. That's how exclusive and that's how rare this course is to be played. And they haven't had the major here in 75 years, which is pretty cool, but I mean, why that course?
I think I heard in 2012, Homa and Morikawa and Rahm might have played it, but the course is way different now. So it's like no one has an advantage.
Okay, three guys.
I know. We could only say Homa and Morikawa have an advantage because they're LA guys, but like this course is so different now. But no one has an advantage, and that's good, right?
I'm all for that. I mean, let's give out some picks here. Who do you any live dogs?
We always do, let's just start with our let's do a favorite mid-tier and long shot. I mean, favorite, how do you take against Brooke in a major, dude? I can't.
That's the thing.
Second in the master. I don't like the odds anymore because he was 20-1 at the PGA Championship. Now he's 8-1. I do not like those odds, but I'm gonna continue with Brooks.
10-1 on Brooks.
Okay. You got to take that number still because it's Brooksy in the majors, right? And then what? Who's your? Who'd you say up top there? Like one of the like, just give
Scotty. Scotty, I got 6-1 right now. He's playing phenomenal, and you're right, Brooks. And I'm going to throw out like a kind of like a weird reverse psychology here. What if just knowing us and how much I can't stand the guy, what if Rory comes back and just fucking like shuts everybody up and wins?
And we just trashed him a couple weeks ago on the pod. Like he's always favored, never wins. I know. What if he does that after all this?
I got him at 12-1, but I will give you
mid-tier
right here, only because he just lost the Canadian in a heartbreaker.
I'll go Tommy
at plus. He's 40-1 right now.
Give me in that mid-tier. I mean, Homa just because the LA guy, right? And then give me Hatton. Like Hatton's been playing. He's 35-1. Both 35-1. Mm-hmm. Little sprinkle. And then long shot, dude. I mean, dude, Fowler's been playing great golf. He's kind of like old Fowler. 55-1. And then what's his name? Lowry, dude. 75-1. He's always up there too, I feel like, in majors. I don't know. Those are the four guys I'm looking at.
I see where you're going.
I do like that Tommy pick, dude. I always feel like I take Tommy, but he never wins in the majors. But he's a hell of a striker. So I don't know.
I know. I just got to go off him because you know what? He did play. He closed out brilliantly. I mean, there was no beating that putt, you know?
Yeah. Who else? Do you see anyone else? Like Hideki at 50-1. Like he's always up there. I mean, it's so many guys to like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I had him at 40-1. So I think it just depends on what book you're looking at. I got Ricky at 50-1.
What are you gonna take? Patrick Reed, man, 80-1.
Another local out of Pepperdine.
Who's Pepperdine? Oh, dude, yes, that would be awesome. What's his odds?
Degala, I got him at 50-1. Also, is right now.
Okay, that wouldn't be bad. And then Morikawa, since he's locking out a high school legend, so got to throw in Degala, Morikawa, and Homa just for local, right?
And you know what? Then, Give me Phil at 50-1 also. Oh,
that'd be epic. And what about Tiger? Is he okay? Is he gonna play? No.
You know what? He might be part of the field.
We miss you, Tiger.
Big field for this US Open. Big field.
I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped. It's gonna be should be electric, right? The caddies are saying that the final winning score is going to be like between 6 and 8 under. So it's going to be, it looks like the hard course. You saw that. They said it's going to be very firm. And then if you hit it, if you're on the fairway, you saw that fescue shit, right? You've been seeing it. Like, yeah, your balls.
Typical. That's all over these LA courses like this, especially in that area.
It's like Riviera is kind of the same way. And that's so. But I think
it's going to be a great US Open. I'm excited for it. It's going to be a great US Open. It couldn't be better. Ending it on Father's Day, I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Yes, I agree. Next time we'll hopefully get the press. We'll get our media passes. Well, they don't lose them, right?
I think it's just that course. I think I'm telling you that course is. It's so impossible to get into. They probably, you know, they only gave out like 1% of media passes. We just weren't on that list.
Not on that list. So yeah, cheers to golf. Let's. You want to? I mean, we could just say props to. We should talk about soccer. But props to the Joker, what, 23 finals? Or Grand Slams, 23? Serena has how many, 24?
I believe so, yes.
Djokovic, well, obviously Serena.
The company.
No, I know. But what are your thoughts on Djokovic? I mean, this guy's just racking up.
I don't want to take anything away from him because he is so phenomenal. I thought Rudd was going to put up a little bit bigger of a fight in that final, but I still got to go back to the semifinal. What's going on, Paris? Why is there so many empty seats in an Alcaraz versus Joker semifinal? What was going on there?
Same thing. I'm not sure what was going on. And you're saying if they didn't get the cramp, it might have – you don't know what happened. Even though we're Joker guys, right? I mean, I'm more
of a Joker.
But –
love Joker.
Yeah, love Joker.
I don't know. There's something going on with Alcaraz. He needs to figure that out. You said it best. Get the guy, what did you say? Gatorade.
For sure, man. I mean, you're at 20. How old is he? 20 years old? You're getting cramps. Like, dude, Djokovic's played tennis for how long now? There's no cramps going on. And I don't know. Maybe a couple more push-ups, Gatorade, something.
Props to the country of Serbia.
There you go. That's the real winner. And the real losers are the Florida. Remember, Remember we said, dude, I don't know how I could be able to respond to that either. If both of our teams were in it, say Dodgers and who else are we? Kings.
Lakers.
All in the finals at the same time. They just both lost. That'd be tough. Yeah. It'd be real tough to recover.
It's happened in Tampa Bay a number of times, except, you know, they've had three teams all in the finals between the Rays, the Lightning, and they didn't all win. The Rays couldn't finish it off, but the Lightning and the Bucks.
Bucks. And then how about the real winner, the GOAT owner of the year, or the last 2 years? What is it? Dude, Stan Kroenke? Dude, Rams?
And Avalanche? Nuggets.
Dude, Arsenal almost won the Premier League. Dude, unbelievable. Now, speaking of Arsenal, let's get into...
I'd say almost as in they were almost that far away.
Yeah, let's get into that. Like, Man City, probably they win the... I learned something new every... Yeah, treble. I just learned something new every day from my soccer guys. What'd you think of that game, man? Dude, I mean, we gave our thoughts, but a copyright, I guess they deleted our posts. I don't know. But
I mean, first instinct, Lukaku, get the fuck out of the way. What are you doing standing there? But I mean, I guess, you know, not his fault. He didn't know the header was coming right back to him. But I mean, here's the thing. I'll tell you this. I'm not trying to discredit Man City. They clearly are the best team in the world. They're stacked. They got some of the best players in the entire world. I think their goalkeeper, I've never thought very highly of him, but he did come up big in that game. So I'll give him the props. He played big when it mattered big. But I do think Inter kind of had them beat. Inter.
And you said it to them.
And then being looking at the possession.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking at the possession because Man City obviously, but Inter was so deadly on the counterattack. They were not scared of City at all. They played their game and they had City. At one point in the game, Inter looked like way more of the dangerous team and City looked like they never touched a soccer ball before in their life.
Yeah, I know you said with the Borna going out changed a little bit of things, but dude, like you said, dude,
twice, Inter was, two finals. Inter was, how are you going to be taken out of two finals, De Bruyne? Talk about young and injuries, dude. You need to figure that shit out.
Yeah. Inter, just from watching, I thought Inter was right. Besides, like you said, besides possession, I'm saying it's all about the counter, dude. They had so many chances, bro.
They did. Dude. Especially at the end. The last play of the game could have tied the game.
I think that was a great game. Way better than these finals and NBA final. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It was a great game, and the goal that Man City scored was, I think, a beautiful goal. That was a legit goal. But
like
you said,
they just got guys. Like, when KDB come out, they bring in Foden. Like, they just got guys all over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to see a 1-1. I would have loved to see Inter tie it and then let it go to extra time even. But I mean, I thought it was a great game. Yeah, I can't take anything away from City. They are a legit powerhouse.
And what's the soccer schedule going? We didn't get to talk about. So this summer, Messi, Ahante to Miami,
Inter Miami. I mean, I get it's probably for like value and it's probably to sell tickets. But I mean, you're going to a shit club. I mean, I don't think he's obviously going to make them an MLS champion overnight. No way.
Yeah, what do you think it is? Just because it's not money, because he's already gets paid.
This is for him to now have some fun. Yeah. This is for him to not have to take it serious. He knows he can go out there, kick the ball around. Everybody's going to be dying, clamoring to see him, and he gets to hang out on the beach, in South Beach. That's what this is. This is to sell tickets.
For sure. And then
he's a roadshow now. That's what it is. He's a traveling circus that he's a roadshow at this point.
I mean, it's Messi, yeah. Good for him. I mean, yeah, I don't blame him. And then
because he won the World Cup. What left does he have?
Oh, I know.
Go take it easy. Go put your feet up in USA.
That was his only downfall, right? Now we're in the World Cup. Now he won it. So yeah, come to USA. And then I know there's so many rumors going on off season, but what's the latest one that you guys were talking about? Mbappe is not happy or what?
Well, his fate is already sealed.
He has
said, I am out of here. He told the media before he told his own team. And now,
is it because Messi's gone or is it because just...
No, I think this is what PSG does. PSG goes and they throw a Brinks truck or five at the biggest names in the entire world. They get them there with dollars, a trail of money, and then they realize... nobody's watching my games here unless I'm in the Champions League, because nobody's on the French league really. And then you get in the Champions League every single year, and because you play nobody, you play a cupcake schedule, you get bounced immediately.
And where does he? Where do you think he wants to go?
That's a good question. I don't know. There's so many rumors. And
that's going to be a wild, dude. Anyone who gets him, man. We need a
two-hour show just to talk about the rumors.
Because he's instantly makes that team unbelievable, right?
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. Coming down the left side. I mean,
but you don't blame him for not trying. Like, dude, because like, he knows that – I know he's French, but like, he's got to try something else, right? Another league. Premier League,
if you want to win a Champions League, you got to get out of Paris.
Yep.
You have to. You got to get out of France. Let's be honest. You have to get out of France. Right now, in the past 2 decades, yes, PSG has been there, but Monaco has had a better chance at winning the Champions League than PSG did, and that was almost a decade ago when Monaco was a stacked team.
Yep. What if he takes over for? Benzema, who's taking over for Benzema? The other guy,
yeah.
Oh, the guy from Dortmund.
Yeah, they already have somebody.
I would love to see Mbappe in the Premier League. That'd be cool.
I think it's gonna happen. I think that's where he's ultimately gonna go. And I could see somebody like a Man United maybe trying their luck at him, because I think Man United. Don't forget, you're looking across the river and you're seeing Holland over there with De Bruyne and all those guys. Man United's, they're back in the Champions League, and they're just maybe a couple key pieces away from actually being pretty decent.
I mean, I know they got Rashford, but Rashford and Mbappe, oh my gosh.
There you go. So I could see like a Man United, but that's the thing. There's so many rumors. Yeah, we can't even scratch the surface.
But that's official, though. He's going to be gone.
He's gone.
That's official. Okay.
He's gone.
And Messi's gone. That's official. So this is some huge soccer news going forward.
Which is so funny, because everybody's talking about Mbappe leaving. Messi's already gone. So now, like, all of a sudden, literally, you could watch it in one day. The whole entire media has shifted. Neymar, what are you going to do? Now every microphone is in front of Neymar. What are you going to do?
You think he's going to leave?
I mean, if not this year, if definitely next year.
Yeah.
PSG is going to go do the same thing. They're going to throw a ton of money at other players, and you're going to see the same cycle nonstop with PSG. Well,
if they can't win with Messi and Mbappe, they're not going to win with
Neymar.
And
they had Di Maria at one point. They had Verratti in the midfield. I mean, come on. If you can't win with all these guys, it's not happening.
I feel like we touched everything, right? Give us a live update, Dodgers score. We don't need to talk about NFL yet, right? No,
definitely not.
Dodgers are what? 4-0, bottom six, two guys on. Let's go. Nobody out.
We're good.
Sweep the White Sox. Come on, boys.
You better sweep.
All right, man.
All right, bro.
We'll be back next week to recap US Open. What else? Oh, dang, man. Cheers to NBA, NHL being done. It's crazy. Shit. And that's just all baseball, soccer from here, huh?
Yep.
And the
let's go Dodgers.
Yeah, go Dodgers. All right, man. Later.